So, Tom, does your new best friend live in College Station with that $1 million scratch off?
My best friend does live in College Station at my house, actually. But I'm in the market for a second best friend.
Yeah, don't you know it? There's always room for a new friend, especially one that just won $1 million.
Scratch off $1 million.
Steve Mueller is the guy's name.
Goodness gracious.
Says he's gonna, Uncle Sam's gonna get his cut.
Yeah.
Then he's gonna pay off his bills.
Right.
Then he says he's going to Vegas.
Goodness gracious.
And we had this discussion on Candy 95 this morning, somebody, because Allison said there's no way she would go to Vegas doing that. And I said, but it's the house's money. Come on.
Yeah.
Hello.
How y'all doing this morning?
Good morning. Were you the winner?
No. Okay. I'm not the winner. How y'all? Yeah, I'm doing just fine.
Good.
I'm just doing this fine. If I was any finer, they put me in a cake. But anyways, that mouse pad that y'all were giving away the other day?
Right. Uh-huh.
That thing fit just right in that cage. That my mouse really loved it. It was the softest bed he ever had.
Oh, man.
Oh, golly.
Yeah, it just doesn't get any better than that. I hope he doesn't mind his mouse stinking is the only problem.
No.
So he's gonna smell like shredded tires for a while.
That's right. But the mouse might change the stink on that. Who knows?
That's true. It's all relative to a mouse as far as what stinks and what doesn't. I've learned that with all animals.
Stinks does to a mouse, right?
Well, yeah, I think that's the name of a children's book, but you never know. I mean, you just ask any cat or ask any dog. I mean, certain things that you would think are just absolutely
I hear what you're doing
unre-
here.
Yeah, you see where I'm going
yeah,
with
I
this,
see where
don't
you're
you?
Going here, yeah.
That just
yeah.
absolutely unbearable suddenly become very bearable to them. Uh-huh. And while we're talking animals, Brent
there
is here
you
from
go.
The Kansas Animal Shelter.
There
you
go.
Good morning, sir. How are you this morning?
All right, good morning. You're talking about getting a new best friend. We can help you all out with that. May not be a millionaire, but...
But priceless, right? That's
exactly,
how you have to look at adopting
exactly.
an animal from the animal shelter.
Well, we got some things going on. Saturday, the 29th, once again, we'll be out at PetSmart for our mobile adoptions. That'll be from 12 to 3. So if you can't make it to the shelter during the week, maybe you can make it out there on the weekend and possibly get yourself a furry companion. Sunday, the 30th, we'll be at the Bryan IHOP from 5 to 11 for another one of our profit shares. Also, wanted to mention again, we're having our I Support the Brazos Animal Shelter video contest. You or your furry companion, especially if you can get them to talk, can tell why y'all support the Brazos Animal Shelter, and it will be for a chance to win a spot in our upcoming ad campaign. Also, February 12th, Saturday, 10 to 2, wanting to get the word out early on this, we're having a vaccine clinic. It's going to be with the Texas A&M Shelter Vets and the vet students and the Brazos Animal Shelter. We'll all be out there. It's going to be at Bryan High. It's going to be February the 12th from 10 to 2. It's a chance to go out there, get your pet rabies vaccinated. You can get a microchip, county license. So if you're a little behind on that, this would be a perfect opportunity. All the information is going to be on our website. You can look us up at BrazosAnimalShelter.org or give us a call at 979-775-5755.
And tell us again where that clinic's going to be. I mean, that's a lot of stuff that if people aren't caught up on things with their animal, that's a great opportunity for them.
Yes, it is. It's going to be at Bryan High. Not sure which parking lot, if it's going to be the Silver or Blue campus yet, but that will be on our website as soon as we figure that out. And once again, it's February 12th, Saturday, 10 to 2 at Bryan High.
And what are the services that are going to be offered out there?
We're going to be offering rabies vaccinations, microchips, and county licenses.
Boy, that's what a lot of people forget is that you're really not even supposed to have, if you live here in the city, you're not even supposed to take your dogs to the park if you don't have current tags.
Exactly. That's a county ordinance, actually, so it doesn't matter if you're in the city or outside the city. As long as you're in the county, you really need to get that county license and your rabies vaccination.
And that's proof of those things, and you can get them vaccinated right out there. And then the microchipping, that can prove invaluable for someone who loses their animal.
Definitely. The microchip, it's a tag that they can't lose. It's just implanted right under the skin. We scan all the animals that come in, and... I believe our stat's about 80-85% all the animals that come in there tagged or microchipped go home. It's
wow.
a big help.
Yeah, that's a huge thing right there. And not only that, we took two of our dogs to get them chipped at the shelter several years ago. Mm-hmm. I mean, in and out just about that fast, doesn't take any time, and it's the best deal because it's about $10 to get that done at the shelter.
$10 for the microchip.
Yeah, you can't beat that. So again, that number 775-5755 or BrazosAnimalShelter.org. Brenton, thanks for your time this morning.
Thank you.
All right, this is Brenton from the Brazos Animal Shelter. We chat with them every Tuesday here on News Talk 1620 WTAW. The Coach's Show is coming up next. It's brought to you by Thrive Home Healthcare.
This is Jim Swayze, back again from the great opening of Half Price Books' new home on University, just off the bypass next to PetSmart. You know why Half Price Books calls their store openings great instead of grand. Well, while it may be grand that many bookstores offer discounts on certain items, at Half Price Books, almost everything is at least half price or less all the time. At the new location, you'll find more of everything. Books, music, movies, and lots more for the kids. How great is that? Hunting for treasures and bargains is always grand, especially these days. Finding tons of it like you do at Half Price Books is totally great. And the fact that they pay cash for your old books, music, and movies is even greater. Half Price Books, now on University just off the bypass next to PetSmart. Real books, real treasures, real cheap. So hurry out, because what's there today may not be there tomorrow. Find out more or drop me a note at hpb.com.
817, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Normally we'd talk with the folks from the chamber, but they're probably a little busy this morning with the Economic Outlook Conference that's going on today. That's
pretty much their baby there.
That's one of their majorist events, if you will. So they've got that going on today. Hang on, I'm wondering if... hello?
Hey, Chase, it's Dina.
Hey, oh, there you go.
We thought you guys might be too busy for us this morning.
No, I would never stiff you guys. I promise.
Well, I appreciate that. Well, then we will talk chamber stuff right now.
I'll step aside.
All right, at 8:18, it's Dina from the Bryan College Station Chamber of Commerce. But now you guys are very busy today with one of the biggest events that you put on today at the Hilton.
That's right. Us and about 470 other of our best and closest friends are at the Hilton this morning learning about what's going on in our economy in the upcoming few months. So I don't know who's listening because everybody's here with us this morning.
Well, then you should pipe us in there and just broadcast it into the room. I mean, just make everybody stop for a minute. I mean, we're only on until 9. I would think that would be doable. So
you know, we're going to have to work that in next year.
Yeah.
For sure. But we're going to be talking healthcare this morning. We've got a panel with Dr. Nancy Dickey from the Health Science Center, Dr. Brett Girard from the Chancellor's Office, and Jack Buckley, a healthcare consultant here locally. We're going to talk about real estate and what's going on there with Dr. Gaines. And then we're going to wrap things up after lunch with Dr. Lofton talking about everything that's going on at A&M. I don't know if we have enough time for all that, but it's going to be a great event today, sponsored by Wells Fargo. Again, we're just packed to the hilt, and I just want to thank everybody for coming out for that. We've got a business after hours coming up a little earlier in the month than our normal schedule, so mark your calendars. February 10th is our next business after hours, and this one's out at Kentmore Cabinets. They've redone their showroom, and from what I hear, they are planning quite the after hours. So join us on February 10th, 5:30 to 7. We have a deluxe ribbon cutting coming up on Thursday, January 27th. I guess that is this Thursday. It's creeping up on us. We're almost at the end of January. And we're going to be out at Braun Enterprises on Texas Avenue. And this is the leasing company of, I consider it the old First American Bank location, which is over on Texas between Jack in the Box and the Kettle, if you're not familiar with that area. 4:30 to 5:30 is that. It's free to attend. And then just a reminder, the Chamber is going to be in Austin next week. On Tuesday and Wednesday, we're going to take our legislative action plan, which we put together with a lot of volunteers and input from a lot of different entities in town. And we're going to go visit the legislators at the Capitol and just tell them, you know, don't forget Bryan College Station. We're still here. We're still doing great things for the economy. And, you know, we can help them with this budget situation that they're in, because they can, you know, continue to invest in us. We will return, you know, multiplied. So not to forget that. A few ribbon cuttings this week. We have Voices for Children this afternoon at 4:30. We're going to be at Chase Bank tomorrow at 11:30. And I want to say thanks to College Station Medical Center. They're our platinum member spotlight this week.
All right. That's Dina from the Bryan College Station Chamber of Commerce. Dina, if they have any questions or need more information, what's the best way for them to go about that?
Best way to contact us is by our website, bcschamber.org, or you can go and catch us by telephone at 260-5200.
All right, Dina, have fun today at the Hilton, all right?
Thank you.
All right, that's Dina from the BCS Chamber of Commerce. We chat with them every Tuesday here on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Now we will hear from Dave South in the Aggie Report. It's brought to you by Thrive Home Healthcare.